Hi, Lynn. John Mathis.
This is amazing. I'm almost 70 years old, and I'm as nervous as anything.
Oh, no, not with me.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Thank you.
I don't even know if there are any other internet radio programs up in Canada doing this. I've been doing it for about 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Where I just play your music. That's it.
Really?
You are my favorite singer, and I'm not kidding. I'm not... Wow. I do not want to take much of your time. I have just a few quick questions.
Okay.
That people have written in to me, the listeners. For example, Gloria in the Netherlands would like to know if you would go to England again and do a concert. If so, she would definitely travel to England to see you.
In the Netherlands?
Well,
wow.
Yes, that's where she's listening from.
Oh, gosh, that was there 1,000 years ago. It's about time I got back. Most of the places that I've played throughout the world, I started out very early on, and the older you get, the more homebound you are. So I haven't been there recently, but I have great memories of the Netherlands, absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Would you be going to England, do you think, in the future? Again.
I'm sorry?
Would you be going to England again in the future? That's where she would travel to.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, if I can, I will. But, you know what? My schedule is just kind of happenstance. Sometimes, for certain reasons, I go to certain parts of the world, it's really kind of up in the air as far as when I get to some of these places.
Well, Dominique asks if your home has been repaired.
Oh, bless your heart. You know, about an hour after I got to the house, and all of the fire engines were outside, and the police and what have you. And I spoke to a wonderful man who said that he was that what they do for the insurance company is to rebuild places like my house that have been destroyed, by fire or terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
And I met the man, and he has been my best buddy for the last year and a half while they're redoing the house. And I should be able to be back into the house, within the 6 months or so. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been planning a lot of things and asking him, what can I do? Can I have this? Can I have that? Can I have this? You can imagine, mm-hmm. trying to remember what was in the house before.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm very close to getting back to my home and looking forward to it a great deal.
Well, that's wonderful, wonderful. Dominique also, she's in France, by the way, asks, what is your favorite color?
Oh, gosh. it's a toss-up probably between green and burgundy.
Okay. It says here, she asks one last question. Do you know how many concerts you have performed in since you began singing?
you know what? Somewhere in my office, there is a map on the wall, and it has a little pinpoint with a knob on the end of the pin. All of the places that I've played since we've been keeping track, and there must be a couple of thousand of those little pins in the all over the world. I've been so lucky coming along at a time when the records and were available all over the world, and the minute I started recording and making the recordings available, everybody all over the world got the same thing that we get here in America. And So no matter where I went, people knew my music and really embraced me. It's been a wonderful career.
Geraldine Boots, another listener, asks, John, you've had an amazing, illustrious career spanning 61 years. Are there any challenges left? Maybe one thing that you have yet to achieve, one that doesn't involve a green, a club, and a little white ball?
Well, that would be nice if I could improve my golf game, because we're always thinking about that. But, you know, along the way, I had my fantasies about all these wonderful people when I was just growing up and learning to, follow my voice teacher's instructions. I had a few wonderful, wonderful singers that I really adored. People like, oh gosh, Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. There are most of them ladies. And Lena Horne, and she was so beautiful. And I always fantasized, because I had their recordings, about singing with them. And amazingly, absolutely amazingly, over the years, I have met my vocal heroes, my lady friends, Ella Fitzgerald, Lena Horne, Peggy Lee, and so many more. And then, of course, the operatic singers that my voice teacher got me involved with, Leontine Price and Beverly Sills, and then the men, Luciano Pavarotti, and all of these great singers I've been able to meet and sometimes become friends with. So that really has been a secret thing that I have adored, and had no idea that they know who I was. That was that was the most amazing thing. Oh yeah, we know you. Yeah, we like your singing. Oh gosh. So I've been blessed really in that way.
That's wonderful. Another listener of mine, Ruth Donaldson, by the way, on the lines of a voice teacher, she asked, did Connie Cox ever attend any of your concert? She was the voice teacher where you studied voice for 6 years. Apparently your father took you to her when you were 13 years old.
I did have one instance where Connie saw me sing after I had had my success with my recordings. She came to a performance that I did in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace. And I was very excited for her to be there and to see the reaction of the audience and what have you. And lo and behold, I thought I sang terrible. And after the show, she came and said, I think we need to brush up on some of your technique. And, of course, we went back upstairs and got next to a piano, and she gave me another voice lesson. So it was not one of my best performances, I don't think. I think I was probably very, very nervous to have the lady who taught me how to sing listening to me after so many years. I failed my test.
No, I can't see it. I just can't picture that. None of us can. Ruth also asks, she wonders if there are any gifts from fans that you have kept because they were special or different.
Oh, gosh. Special and different is the word because so many of my gifts have been well thought out and have been very meaningful to the person who's been giving them to me. Mm-hmm. And yes, my house is full of all sorts of wonderful things that have been given to me over the years. And of course, after every performance on my stage shows, people come to the edge of the stage and give me mostly flowers, but sometimes they are giving me things that are meaningful to them and have been to me over the years. I can't recall any right now, but believe me, there have been quite a few in my career.
That's understandable. Sherry Elizabeth Morris asks if you are planning on recording more standards and Brazilian music on your next album.
That is my real little passion, is singing in the Portuguese the way the Brazilians sing it. And I never, ever get tired of listening to their music. And I'm always trying to learn a new song in Portuguese. And hopefully I'll be able to perform them because I have to call them to memory. Once in a while, I'll want to sing a song so badly that I'll resort to reading it off the off the lead sheet. I have a passion for the Portuguese language sung the way the Brazilians do. Yeah.
Yes, I only have two more questions. My wife Sandra asked me to ask you, what would be a typical Johnny Mathis day?
Years ago, I met a man on the golf course. His name was Mike Abrams. And I knew that he was a kinesiologist. I had to look up the word, by the way. And I found out that it's someone who works with the human body, exercising it, et cetera, et cetera. And he asked me, after playing golf with him for a couple of years, what I did to keep myself in shape. And I sort of said, well, nothing. And he said, well, how would you like to change that? He said, you have a nice physique, so you're going to have to work on it to maintain it. So I worked with him for about 20 years, and when he passed away a few years back, I floundered around the Los Angeles area and finally found a wonderful gentleman who I've been working with for the last 7 or 8 years. So I do understand how important it is, not only for maybe the benefit that it does for me physically, but also it certainly enhances my appearance on stage. So that has been a very, very big part of my career in the last 20 years or so, and I'm grateful to the people who have suggested it and have told me how meaningful it would be to my career, and I wholeheartedly recommend it to anybody, not only if you're going on stage, but in any aspect of your life.
Starting from childhood, I think. One last question. Tim Smith asks, I was wondering if Mr. Mathis has ever had an encounter with the late Scott Weiland, and if they ever spoke before or after Stone Temple Pilots' second album. The album features a Mathis-style hidden track where Weiland sings about Mr. Mathis directly.
Wow. I had no idea. None whatsoever.
Okay.
It's always flattering, though, to know that someone, especially people who perform are aware of what I do, but I don't know. I know of the group Stone Temple Pilots, but I'm afraid I haven't listened to them recently. But what a good idea! I think I will.
That's good. That's about it. I really don't want to keep you long. The only thing I can think of personally to ask you. It's going to sound really weird, but I remember as a teenager and on television, I'm pretty sure it was you, being interviewed by someone, and you had mentioned that you were outdoor singing, and you happened to swallow a fly.
Yeah, you know, I remember that. That was in Washington D.C.
Oh.
At a lovely little outdoor theater, I couldn't believe it, but it was very traumatic, if you can imagine. Somehow I got through the performance after quite a little while of doing what probably looked a little spastic to most people. But anyway, I think that, along with every other thing that you could ever imagine, has happened to me on the stage. But somehow, some way, I've gotten over it, and I'm very, very cautious about when I sing outdoors and where. But yeah, that has happened.
I'm probably the only one who's mentioned this, right, over the years. I'm different. I really am. By the way, I'm located just outside of Toronto, Canada, by the way.
Oh, okay.
In case you're wondering.
Yeah, one of my favorite places. I used to work for the
O'Keefe Center. Was one.
The O'Keefe Center, yes,
I've
absolutely.
Been there. I've seen you there a few times, you know.
Yep.
And okay, after we get off the phone call, my nervousness should subside.
bless your heart.
I want to thank you so very much for calling in. This is unbelievable for me because, wow, I can't think of anything more exciting except meeting you in person, but this is just amazing.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much.
Oh, I thank you, Johnny. Johnny Mathis phoned me. Wow. you take
okay,
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.